last season, we attracted people from over 37 states who visited the Contemporary American Theater Festival in the oldest town in West Virginia, Shepherdstown. And we like to say, doing the newest plays in America. This season is very exciting because we've actually added a sixth play to our program. We used to do five plays in rotating rep, Sean, and this season we're actually increasing to six plays in rotating rep.
What I've noticed about your repertoire this year, you've got a lot of national diversity and you've got a lot of different kinds of subjects. This is really interesting what you have set up for this year.
Yeah, it's a very inclusive and diverse season in many ways. You know, we're doing the world premiere of Everything is Wonderful by Chelsea Marcantle, and she sets her play in Amish country in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And she's really looking at, what attracts people to certain groups, religions, cultures, tribes. She's really into, you know, why we join tribes or why we're attracted to one group or club. And so she specifically uses the microcosm of the Amish culture to really look at a big idea, forgiveness. Is it really possible to forgive one another? And it's a really, really interesting story with a lot of twists. And that's in rotating repertory with a play called Bahalia, Mississippi by Evan Linder. And this is set in northern Mississippi, you know, in a low economic part of the state. And Jim and Laurel Parker are about to have a baby, and it's really interesting. It starts out as a comedy, and it's funny until it's not. But it's really going to look at really big issues also, racially charged issues in a contemporary neighborhood. So the plays this year really reach broad themes, important ideas. We like to say ideas are powerful and essential, but we also believe that stories are more powerful, and each of these six plays tells a story that will help create a moment and a place for a debate or a dialogue or even a living conversation to take place. So we're really promoting the season to say, let's make America think again. Let's make America listen to each other again. And theater provides that opportunity to really hear, to really see, and to listen.